Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Joining us right now on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad Fan Hotline, Padres Assistant General Manager Josh Stein back with us. And Josh, you nearly had the honor of coming on after a week of victory.
Yes.
So close.
We were so close.
Man. So close yesterday. Couldn't quite get that sixth one in a row, but feels like team's playing pretty well. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. And wanted to cap it with one more. I thought I played a good game yesterday, had the lead, and couldn't quite get it done for the team or for me, getting that week of wins before I hopped on the radio. So.
Of course, it had to come yesterday. No, we have different intros when they win and different intros when they lose. And I was telling Paulie at the ballpark yesterday, I go, man, this could be the first week in a while we haven't had to play the sad intro. But look, I mean, if you talked to us a week ago, it was a little bit of doom and gloom. That's just the way baseball season goes. Josh, I wanted to ask you, though, from the get-go, we haven't talked to you guys since everything with Fernando went down. We know what went down. We know the punishment. We know the surgery is successful. How's he doing? Like, how's he, the person, the human being, doing? And have you guys had a chance to catch up with him?
Yeah, we have, and appreciate that question. He's doing well. I mean, I think any time, working through, the news, and then kind of the process of dealing with it and handling a difficult situation with his teammates and with the fan base and needing to answer for it, and then very quickly transitioning into kind of, I think, taking some action steps, towards turning the page and looking towards next year. And he had surgery up with Dr. Elotrosh. It's been almost 2 weeks now, and he's doing well. He's in the early stages of rehab. He's able to come in kind of early in the morning and work with our training staff and rehab team down at Petco Park, and he's been diligent about that. I know he's been watching the team and trying to stay as engaged as possible with Fernando and keep him focused on taking the next steps.
Just curious, Josh, he coming back from both a suspension and a surgery at the same time. Do you and AJ, the front office, do you expect the same Fernando Tatis Jr. that we saw, the last 3 years when he comes back? Or are you anticipating a slower start or an adjustment period when he returns, or does it really matter?
Honestly, we expect Fernando to continue to get even better, as a player and as a person, so both on and off the field. And the suspension will mean that he gets a later start to his season next year. But the goal as it relates to the rehab is, that he'll be getting back to baseball activities, early next year, as soon as January and February, giving him time to ramp up and be the player that we've seen and really be even a better player than he's been. That's certainly our goal and expectation, and that's what we're talking to Fernando about.
Talking to Josh Stein, Padres assistant GM here on Ben and Woods. And last week, I don't know how active you guys are on social media channels and whatnot. I'm assuming some are, some aren't. But I wanted to ask you about, there was a graph published in The Athletic, and that came out a while ago. And it was talking about analytics and what teams employ. And it's such a buzzword. And when things start going bad, it's definitely something that fans will point to and say, well, it's because we don't have the most robust analytics department. So I wanted to ask you about the graph, number one. Padres are near the bottom of it. But again, you know, playing good baseball. Wanted to ask you kind of your philosophy on analytics. Obviously, there was a David Cone podcast as well that Bo Mel had to address. We talked about it on this show. Just kind of your overarching comments, Josh, if you would, on analytics and the Padres' commitment to them.
Yeah, and this is definitely one that you know, it strikes close to home for me. It's a, sure, it's a group that I get to work with, and had the pleasure of really you know, building out a lot of our analytics capabilities, and not just analytics, but sports science, you know, systems development, the way we deliver information, and you know, that can be analytics, that can be biomechanics information, it can be, you know, what I think people tend to think, you know, analytics are, and then it can be, you know, things that are very different that a lot of the new technology is allowing us to capture. So, you know, it really has been a commitment of AJ's and of ownership to, you know, invest in a lot of different, you know, areas of the baseball operation, but certainly our analytics department. So, you know, I think I've seen the graph that you're referring to.
Yeah.
I think it's a few years old. I think that, you know, we've continued to invest in, you know, whether it's technology or our sports science department, our R&D department, what we call our kind of baseball systems department that takes a lot of this data, technology, and information and turns it into, you know, reporting or, you know, a front end that's digestible for the entirety of our baseball operation. So, you know, I've seen and heard some of the discussion about Padres analytics, but, you know, we feel strong about the group we have in place. Wells Oliver, Adam Ascare, Nathan Landau, leaders of different departments that do a great job, you know, not only, you know, working with you know, the major league coaching staff, player development, the different scouting groups, you know, but also building out the capabilities of our department. So, yeah, it's a hot topic, I know, in baseball.
Sure.
You know, but it's an area that I know AJ and Peter, we've invested a lot in and feel good about where we're going in that area.
Talking to Padres Assistant General Manager Josh Stein. It's our management report here on Ben and Woods on a Friday morning. The off season is coming up, hopefully later rather than sooner for the San Diego Padres. But either way, I know you guys have to start preparing. How do those preparations kind of work? You've got players who will have to make decisions on options like Nick Martinez and Jurickson Profar, and that'll certainly change the equation of what you're doing. You'll have to make decisions on players. You know, Will Myers coming up, you know, probably the end of the deal. I know there's a team option there. What kind of preparation goes in before the offseason even starts?
Yeah, and it really, you know, I'd say, you know, after the trade deadline, you know, for your group that's focused on professional scouting, you know, and again, that's both the scouts out in the field and folks in the front office that really focus on, you know, the major league roster and you know, what's going to be available in free agency. You do turn the page and you start to think about the off season. There are, you know, as you mentioned, you know, a handful of decisions that you know, either we'll make or the some of the players have the opportunity to make as it relates to free agency. And yeah, you're starting to lay a little bit of the groundwork in terms of what you have in place. You know, I think that's, you know, I would say for Padre fans, you know, the best thing is that we do have a lot of answers in place already that relates to kind of building a competitive roster for the next couple of years. And, you know, that's obviously a function of, you know, the trades we've made and things like that. But, you know, we will have a number of decisions, you know, on filling out, you know, whether it's, you know, elements of the starting rotation or the bullpen and a couple key positions in the field.
Filling out that starting rotation, I was just going to go there. Obviously, Mike Clevenger, Sean Manaea, both free agents coming up this offseason. You could bring them back. You could go outside the organization. But who do you have inside the organization right now? Do you see Adrian Morejon returning to a starter's role, or do you guys like him in the bullpen more in terms of the minor leagues? Is anyone, you know, is Nick Martinez, if he comes back to a possibly a starter, or do you like him in the bullpen better? How does the organization view some of their internal candidates for starters?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think it's a little premature to get into, you know, exactly, you know, the roles we see players in. I will say, you know, I think for a long time, you know, we've developed and do see, you know, Adrian in a starter's capacity. He has the repertoire. He's got the, you know, we feel the mentality, the weapons for both left-handers and right-handers to be a starting pitcher in the major leagues. He's also got, you know, the weapons to be a very effective, you know, reliever. And I, you know, I think he's going to throw harder, you know, in a relief capacity than he would as a starter. So, you know, that'll definitely be a decision, you know, we have to make, but it's going to be an area of focus for us, this off season for sure.
And forgive me, we're talking to Josh Stein here, Padres assistant GM. So as far as how it works with guys with opt-outs, I'm assuming the season ends. Is it something that, or has it happened in the past where guys are like, hey, don't worry, I'm coming back? Or like, how does it really work with an opt-out? Is it a careful dance you have to play? Because at the end of the day, you know, you don't want somebody to play so poorly that they're like, well, I have to opt in because I won't have this money anywhere else. You want guys to play well, but then that's at the risk of losing them. So walk us through for you guys what it would be like, and you can use Jerickson Profar or Nick Martinez as an example, but does that conversation start now, or is it fully when the season ends?
That's all when the season ends. At the end of the day, we want these players to go out at any part of their career, you know, when they're Padres, we absolutely want them to max out and play as well as they can.
Sure.
And, you know, what that ends up meaning, you know, whether it's a player in salary arbitration, a player about to enter free agency, you know, a player with an opt-out clause, you know, we're really looking to maximize their performance, even if that does, you know, end up resulting in a different, you know, discussion or decision when you get to the contract. But as far as kind of like the logistics of it, the opt-out decision, essentially it's a player option, that decision will occur right after the World Series. That's consistent with club options, player options. So they're, you know, hopefully we're playing all the way into the World Series. Yep. And it's a discussion that happens right after, you know, the season ends. And, you know, it's one of those things, you cross that bridge when it comes to it, as opposed to, you know, having those conversations right now.
Hey, this is more Bob Melvin and Ruben Niebla's department, but do you in the front office have some thoughts on bullpen roles? I mean, you've got Josh Hader now as a closer. There's a lot of guys, though, who are throwing well that, you know, could be setup guys, you know, seventh inning, eighth inning, and we've seen Bob kind of use different guys in different places. Is it good to have more consistency there? Do you not mind guys changing their roles and what innings they're coming in? Is there a philosophy on that the Padres employ?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, you're right kind of at the outset. I think it's one thing that you know, AJ and myself definitely believe in is we do get a lot of information to our coaching staff, but we also have a tremendous amount of respect and trust for Bob and Ruben and Ben Fritz and the decisions that they make. And, you know, it has been, especially recently, you know, I think a real strength of the club, and obviously made, you know, what happened yesterday, you know, a little bit surprising, just, you know, the inability to throw strikes there for a short period of time and kind of setting up that inning. And I like I think everyone likes having the knowledge of who's going to be at the back of the game. It kind of tends to set everything else up. Now you can kind of, you know, take that same logic and apply it to the eighth inning and the seventh inning. But I think you also, and you know, I've been here in San Diego a long time and seen a lot of very successful bullpens built where you had options in those innings, depending on where you were at in the opposing team's lineup, depending on, you know, platoon matchups, and different skill sets that you may have in the bullpen. So I think what we've kind of, you know, built right now, is, I'm not going to say it's ideal, but it's pretty close to it as it relates to having different options, not needing to only rely on one pitcher in the seventh or eighth inning, you know, to get the ball to Josh at the back. And, you know, I anticipate it being a strength for, you know, of ours here down the stretch.
Do you foresee Luis Campusano? I mean, you guys like what you're seeing from him since he's come back up, and, you know, everyone calling him the catcher of the future for the Padres. Is he ready to maybe take that step next season?
That's a great question. I think it'll depend on a host of factors, but yeah, I mean, Luis has had another, you know, solid year of development, you know, at the upper minor leagues, and he's you know, starting to break through at the major league level. I think that position, I think we all know it's probably the one that, you know, that requires, you know, as much in-game decision making as really any position, you know, on the field. And that just relates to, you know, when young players break in, it can, you know, sometimes happen at different rates. But no, Luis has had a very positive year. I think this offseason will be important for him, as it relates to your question. But we've also got, you know, Nola, and we've got Alfaro, and we've got some good, you know, some good catching depth in the organization. So, you know, I think it's been a positive year, and we anticipate him continuing to step forward next year.
Josh, good stuff. Always appreciate it. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Yep, Josh Stein, Assistant General Manager for the Padres, on our management report on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.